It's just you and me today. And to be honest, this was an episode I actually didn't want to do, but on the advice of some very good friends who I trust very much, we're going to do this. Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go.
So I gained 7 pounds in 7-ish days. It's not something that I'm proud of, but it is something that sucked. I was very ashamed about. Even that laugh there, by the way, covers up some of the pain that I felt. Oftentimes when we laugh about our situation, it's a covering of pain. So you just got to hear that in real time. And here's how it all went down. About 2 months ago, I went to visit my sister in Nashville. Now, you guys, if you've never been to Nashville, it is such a wonderful, happy, bright, sunny, it's just an awesome place. I mean, from the dog park to the farmer's market, to the hikes, to Broadway, it's pretty fun. So anyway, I went down to spend a whole week with my sister and we had an amazing time with her husband and her dog. It was great. And the biggest change for me, we did hit the gym once in 7 days, which is a little bit less than normal, but we did go to the gym and pretty much tried to maintain a regular schedule. But listen, I haven't seen my sister since Christmas. So Nashville was all about, you know, just having a great time. So she had asked, she was very nervous about me coming down. She does do private chef cooking for families down there, but she's like, what are you eating now? And I'm like, girl, just like eggs and ground beef, we're good. Like, don't even stress it. It'll be fine. And so we did a lot of cooking together. But I would say the biggest change was for me, I didn't care about when I was eating, how much I was eating. I definitely didn't want to be difficult down there. So the times that we did go out for like brisket or barbecue, I really love brisket, you guys. It was just like, I'm going to do it. And even too, there was cornbread on the plate and I did try it. Things I didn't think about. And she and her husband, they're so cute. They're like, we keep sake in the freezer. Like, do you want sake? And in my head, I'm like, I don't even drink sake, but hey, when in Nashville, might as well have some sake. And then she had this special ice cream. Some would call it healthy ice cream, but we all know there's no such thing as healthy ice cream. It's called Jane's. And if you're familiar, lavender and chocolate something, something. So of course that came out after sake when your inhibitions are lowered. And we had some ice cream. Not just once, but a couple of nights, and had an amazing time, came home and I'm putting on some of my jeans and I'm like, what? Like, what happened? You guys know that feeling where you're like, what? And like the thighs were tighter than normal and the calves were tighter. And then like I buttoned and you know that feeling when like you're like just a little bit hanging over. I'm like, what happened? Well, I headed to one of our gyms where we keep a scale because we don't keep a scale in the house. And I stepped on the scale to discover that I was up 7 pounds. Now, I've only done this one other time, and I can tell you it was back in 2018, and I shared it with clients, and it was funny because people were like, oh my gosh, like you're not perfect. That makes us feel so much better, and all the things. And so I just thought it would be dumb 6 years later to share the same story, even though it's a different season of life. And so I was actually at a women's conference with a lot of other women who are my friends, who I respect in business, and I started sharing this story and, you know, I was real with them. Like, I'm real with you. And I was like, you guys, like I started freaking out when I stepped on that scale and saw I was up 7 pounds. I'm 5'3". So I have a smaller petite frame. You know, the thoughts in my head were like, oh my gosh, like, is this it? Is this what people talk about? I'm close to 40. Is it my hormones changing? You know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a bad example. Like we own gyms. We're that fitness couple. Am I ever going to be able to get my weight back to what it was? Am I ever going to look the same again? This is what our brain does. We totally spiral. And that literally is what was happening. I didn't talk to Mike about it. I didn't want to talk to anybody about it until weeks later at this women's conference. And I was like, yeah, I was like thinking about doing a podcast episode about it, but I'm like, no one cares about the thin girl gaining 7 pounds. And my friends sat around the table and just stared at me dumbfounded. And one of them, who again, I respect very much, she's very outspoken. She just looked at me and she was like, No, Cori Beth, you're wrong. That is exactly what people want to hear. Like, it's cool that people lose 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, but like, you're exactly what people want to hear to feel like they're normal. Like, that's exactly the story that we need to understand. Like, that's exactly what you need to talk about. And so here we are. So totally did my freak out. I freaked out probably for like 4 days. I'm like, oh my God, oh my gosh, is this it? Like my stomach, my legs, my this, my jeans. I didn't even want to wear jeans. And ultimately, after 3 and 4 days of total wasted, you know, thoughts and emotions, I just decided to dial it in. And I'm like, listen, a year and a half ago, you decided to go full carnivore. It's been more animal-based recently, but the biggest change was you dialed it in. Your bloat went away. Like, that's what happens first. We lose water weight first. And it worked. So why would it not work again? But of course, the voice in the back of my head was still like, you're close to 40 and your hormones and like, maybe this is premenopause and like all the things. And I'm like, stop it, brain. Ultimately, what I came to is one of two things would happen. Either it would work or it wouldn't. And either I'd feel like myself again, or I would be doomed, as all the women before me had warned, you know, just wait until your hormones change. But ultimately, I determined that that was not going to be my story, but I was still nervous. So ultimately what I did is I just started dialing it in, like no extras. I was cognizant of actually, you know, just measuring about how much milk or cream or half and half I was using. I actually pulled out the food scale. I was like, let's just see about how much, you know, meat, chicken, whatever I'm having. And again, anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. I was not going to get specific or granular, but I just wanted to see where I was going to be at. In my research, I came across probably the most interesting thing of all. And so there's this NHS website in England. It's actually the UK's biggest health website. I think they get like 50 million views a month. They had this article that said, the following tips can help a person gain weight quickly and safely. And it's how to gain 7 pounds in a week. And I'm like, hold on. I'm going to read that again. They have an article sharing how to gain 7 pounds in a week. And some of the bulleted points said, eat 3 to 5 meals a day, add 300 to 500 extra calories a day, which no doubt I did that in Nashville. Add extra calories to your meals with cheese, nuts, and seeds. You bet we were eating cheese. I think we ate nuts. I'm not actually sure. Did we eat nuts? No, we didn't have nuts, but we had a lot of cheese. And then it said, like, you know, weight training and protein, have fibrous carbohydrates and healthful fats. I didn't really do that. But then it was like, drink high calorie smoothies or shakes. I'm like, that's lots of extra protein shakes. And then, of course, seek help where needed. So a great article giving people advice on how to gain 7 pounds in a week. So I'm like, okay, if that's how we gain 7 pounds in a week, which is what I did, which are the extra calories I had, I just want to first point out 300 to 500 extra calories in a day is really not hard to do, especially when you're quote unquote on vacation. Still had work and things to do, but I didn't have the schedule. I didn't have my children. There are a lot of things that just were not very stressful being there for 7 days, literally just taking care of myself. And so 300 to 500 calories was easy. And just again, a fact, one extra pound of fat just takes 3,500 calories. So if you're to do those calories over 7 days, boom, you can gain a pound in a week. I did more than that. The next article I came across was the opposite. It was how to lose 7 pounds. But here's the freaking kicker, you guys. It's not how to lose 7 pounds in 7 days. It was how to lose 7 pounds in 20 days. And this one came from livestrong.com. And some of the advice given in this article were drink at least 64 ounces of water daily, say no to alcohol. I definitely did not do that. Replace processed and baked snacks with fruits and fresh vegetables. Exercise, perform tasks manually without labor-saving gadgets to burn more calories. And I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy, right? How to lose weight, the top things, water, alcohol, and excess calories, right? Get rid of that processed stuff. But the thing that stood out the most to me was gain 7 pounds in 7 days, but take 20 days to lose the 7 pounds. So I want to walk us through some facts together because this, first of all, was helpful to me in that I put this weight on quickly. I was not going to lose it as quickly. And I think that's one of the big realizations we all have to come to when it comes to weight loss or specifically fat loss. Now, I'm not saying I gained 7 pounds of fat. I do think a lot of it was water weight and inflammation from ice cream and sake. But nonetheless, it was a 7 pound increase on the scale. So what happened over those like 7 to 10-ish days was my BMI, which I think is a terrible measure, but just this is data purposes only. It went from 21.1 to 22.3. Now, for most people, who cares? You're still within the normal range of 18.5 to 24.9, right? Once we hit 25 in BMI, we are considered overweight, which again is a horrible measure because any natural bodybuilder or non-natural bodybuilder for that matter is going to be called either overweight or obese according to BMI because they weigh too much. So that's why the BMI is not a great measure of our body fat. But for an average person, it's going to be an average range. So today, I'm speaking to that same table of women at the women's conference. I'm speaking to the women who are, I don't know, 5 foot to like 5'7", who 5 pounds makes a really big difference on your body. And 7 pounds makes even more of a difference. And I don't want to leave anybody out. So maybe you're 5'8 or 5'9. And that 5 pounds, you're like, Corbett, that makes a really, really big difference for me. Now, I dug a little bit deeper in another article that talked about possible causes of unexplained weight gain. Because I feel like when we as women unexpectedly put some LBs on, we're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Something must be wrong. And here's what's crazy. This article said that weight gain may happen for a variety of reasons, such as aging. There's that one that like freaks us all out. And I always look to the women that are aging gracefully and beautiful and are in shape. Like I consciously look at those women and focus on those types of women because I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. I despise stories that women will openly and without invitation give that are like, just wait till you hit 40, just wait till you hit 50, just wait till 60. Your hormones are going to be a wreck and you're going to get fat, right? I despise those stories. It's the same thing as when you're pregnant and the women are like, oh, let me tell you how I was in labor for 900 hours. I'm like, nobody wants to hear that story, actually. Nobody is inspired by your horrendous story that most of us are not going to experience. But thank you so much for instilling fear in us and making us all feel terrible about our situation. So aging, I'm going to call some BS on that. I believe that there is age-related weight gain, but I think a lot of that has to do with us not resistance training and not making adjustments to our diet as we age, specifically not eating enough protein. So we'll leave that one there, but that one annoys me. Also, another reason for unexplained weight gain could be behaviors, changes in metabolism. Everybody loves to point to that one. I think that one's another cop-out. But then we have here medical conditions. So that could be serious, right? Like we look at conditions like PCOS. There's reasons there. We can have, you know, issues with our thyroid. But the last reason for unexplained weight gain is or making lifestyle and dietary changes. I was like, bingo, that's it. Like that is an awesome one, but it's the only one in all of these, maybe except for behaviors, that we actually have control over, right? You can't control when you age or how you age. Well, you can control how you age. You can control like how fast it happens. We all age. We maybe can and can't change our metabolism changes, right? Medical conditions, we do and we don't. Again, depending on what it is and who you talk to, there are changes we can make. I think we did some really great interviews recently about medical conditions and how much they relate to our diet and not our genetics. But this one here, making lifestyle or dietary changes, like that's the jackpot. And most of us will be like, no, 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 it can't be that. Like it must be a medical condition. It must be hormonal. It must be something wrong with me. We don't want to like lift the lid and actually look at the lifestyle and dietary changes that we have consciously decided upon or subconsciously decided upon. Either way, it's a decision. But that's the one for most of us that we can change instantly, immediately, and have the most control over. And so the purpose of me sharing this is that reason right there. What lifestyle or dietary changes have you made? And if you're not sure, track. We just did a great episode with Mike on tracking, and it's the best way to just collect some data. I didn't say track for the rest of your life. I didn't say weigh and measure your food neurotically. I just said track. And in the end, for me, gaining the 7 pounds in 7 days, it took me between 2.5 and 3 weeks to come off. So those two articles, like gain 7 pounds in 7 days, 21 days to lose it, dead on, right? What I put on in 7 to 10 days actually took 21 to come off. And so there were five big takeaways I walked away from this experience with. And the one thing I want to point to with takeaways is there's a lot of gurus out there that are like, three ways to rock your business, or five ways that I made $1 million, like 20 ways I lost 100 pounds. Those takeaways happen after the fact. Nobody goes into life being like, these are the three ways that I'm going to lose 100 pounds, right? No one is like, these are the seven ways that I'm going to make my first million. The takeaways happen from a result of the experience. So I'm sharing these as an after the fact, like, these are five things I reflected back upon my circumstance with that I'd like to gift to you today to help you as you enter into or work your way out of a circumstance. So takeaways happen with experience. They're not just made up pie in the sky things. You have to walk through garbage in order to come out with these. Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show. The first is fluctuations happen. For most women, your weight can fluctuate anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds in a week, and it's normal. Now, if you track it and you collect some data, you will see like, holy cow, yeah, my weight changes anywhere from 1 to 3 or 1 to 5 pounds within a week. You know, during my menstrual cycle, it's this. The week after, it's that. We can collect some really beautiful data, but I think the big takeaway is to understand that you are not a constant, consistent weight every single day. You're drinking water, you're eating food, you're moving your body, you're having bowel movements. All of those things will create fluctuations in your body. Takeaway two, you got to do what it takes. There's no shortcuts here. You know, I came home from Nashville feeling a little, you know, down, very down on myself. I was ashamed. I didn't want to get on video. I didn't really want to do anything because I'm like, what did I just do to myself? But there was no shortcut back to where I had been prior to the trip. I literally had to work through 3 weeks of dialing things in, looking at what I was doing, being real with myself, and just simply making some lifestyle and dietary changes. Takeaway three, don't freak out. Like, just don't freak out. I think the worst thing we can do is freak out. That spiral of 3 days, it sucks. And it's like, why do we do that to ourselves? I don't know if you're a catastrophizer, but I definitely can catastrophize things in my head where I'm like, oh my gosh, if this, then that, what about this? What about this? And I recently shared some situation that I had catastrophized with my sister-in-law. She's like, you do that too? Doesn't everyone? Like, doesn't everyone from time to time catastrophize things? But when it comes to our weight, you know, if we go back to number two, you got to do what it takes. Don't freak out about it. We can't freak out about it. There's always something we can do to move ourselves away or out of a situation that is undesirable. Takeaway number four is consistency over everything. I don't care what type of diet you want to do. You want to be vegan. I'm still going to say you're missing amino acids, but you want to be that type of a thing. You want to go keto. You want to intermittent fast. Whatever you do, even I think the watermelon diet, which was one of my favorites in college, if you're consistent with any of it, you're going to see a result. What you do determines how long you'll keep that result, because the watermelon diet lasted for like, I don't know, 24 hours. After that, you know, you actually have to eat food and you're going to gain weight after doing something like that. But consistency is going to win over everything all the time. We just have to be consistent in doing what it is. You can't go from high carb to high fat. You're going to gain weight. Low fat and low carb, your hair is probably going to fall out. Mine did. You know, we have to have consistency in everything we do. And that is ultimately what's going to get you to the result. Takeaway number five, time is your friend, not your enemy. And this was the biggest, hardest one that I still am swallowing. But I really do want to offer up to you that a lot of us will be like, oh, it's going to take so long to do this. It's going to take me, you know, 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or a year. It's going to take me so long. Why do we always have to view time as an enemy? Why don't we see time for what it is, that time is actually our friend? As we're consistent over time, there are going to be fluctuations. But if you're doing what it takes and you're not trying to take shortcuts, time is actually a beautiful thing, because sometimes the more time it takes to reach a goal, the more likely you're going to keep the results at the end. You know, it's kind of like building a house really fast or taking the appropriate amount of time to build a house. Generally, it will get built in a stronger, more sustainable way where you have a more well-built house than the one that they were trying to get done really super fast. And you're wondering why there's like mold and leaks in the roof and it's not structurally sound. Time is a friend, not our enemy. And I think we actually are the enemy in not giving ourselves enough time to reach our goals. We want it to happen in a week, a month, or some of us a day. And that's not reality. Logically, if we begin to look at the fact that realistically, we lose weight in a healthful way at the rate of half a pound to a pound and a half a week. Now, if you're in that, like, you know, you only have 5 pounds to lose, don't expect more than half a pound a week. If you have 20, 30, 40 pounds to lose, you should be losing weight at the rate of about a pound to a pound and a half a week. So it depends on where you're starting, but let's actually give ourselves the time that we need to achieve the goal in a realistic, logical, acceptable amount of time rather than trying to rush it. You know, we want to procrastinate up until just before the goal. And then it's like, I don't have enough time to reach the goal. Like, I need to do this faster. No, that's actually not time's fault. That's your fault that you didn't give yourself the appropriate amount of time to hit the goal, whether it be saving a certain amount of money, losing a certain amount of weight. How about learning a language or a habit or a skill? You can't expect your kids to go to school and graduate sixth grade in like a week. It takes months to do that. Maybe not a full year, but you know, we won't go there today. Time is your friend, not your enemy. So I hope and pray that these takeaways help you on your journey, no matter where you are, whether you're looking at the last 5 pounds, whether you're looking at 50 pounds, or whether you're somewhere in between, or maybe weight loss is not even your goal. You just want to get stronger. These things are still going to apply to you. You just want to get stronger and more toned. Fluctuations happen. You got to do what it takes. You have to lift. Don't freak out when you're not getting stronger. Be consistent over everything else and understand that time is your friend, not your enemy. You guys, you got this. You can do this. I believe in you and I'm totally cheering you on. Thanks for joining us today on That Fitness Couple. We've got some exciting news if you're looking to transform your fitness journey. This June 1st, we're opening 4 exclusive spots for our Pure Elite one-on-one coaching program, and one of these will be offered as a full scholarship. Imagine 3 months of direct one-on-one coaching with us, Mike and Corey Beth. You'll receive personalized workouts, tailored nutrition plans, and continuous support, all designed to achieve your unique fitness goals. We're not just your coaches, we're your partners in this journey every step of the way. Are you all in? Ready to invest in yourself and see real results? If so, apply now. These 4 spots are your opportunity to get the personalized attention you've been looking for. Check the link in our show notes to apply. And remember, spaces are incredibly limited. We're looking for participants who are committed to real, lasting change. Go apply today and let's start this transformative journey together. Stay strong and inspired, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is gonna blow that right out of the water. Listen to this, 7-minute abs.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.